Our scripture reading this morning was Matthew 7, 24 to 27, and it's on page 6 of the Pew Bible. This is Jesus speaking. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and we know about these floods in all these areas right now. And the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against that house and it fell. Great was the fall. You know, I said my topic today was going to be knowledge and wisdom, and I'm going to give you the definitions that are my definitions, not Webster's. Okay, I didn't look it up in the dictionary. For me, knowledge is a learned understanding of a little of the world. You know, I may not be able to understand or let you know when a certain star is going to be in a certain position 2,000 years from now, but there are some people who can. But I understand that it will be in a different place. So that's my knowledge. Now, knowledge or learning is a process of becoming. When we learn well, that becomes a part of us. You know, Louise has a new grandson, Giuseppe. When they were growing, they just learned. The baby learned to lift his head when he was put on his tummy, learn how to turn himself over, learn to crawl, learn to walk. And now, when the baby is older, it will not be a person who stands or walks, but a walking person. That walking has been ingrained in them. It's like us as adults. We are readers. We learn to read. And now when we see print in front of us, we instantly know what it is. We don't have to go back. So we become as we learn. Now, wisdom is beyond knowledge, but it's based on knowledge, that things that we know. In my definition, wisdom is action, making connections in our minds and making good choices spiritually, mentally. And, you know, the choices may not be obvious, but you've made a choice. And even sometimes not making a choice is a choice. Do I need to explain it? You guys understand it. Okay. You know, when you don't see a reaction from somebody, that doesn't mean they haven't reacted. You just don't see it. Wisdom is going forth and doing something, maybe something you've never done before. As I said about babies, they don't stop and think, this is new. This is something I've never done before. Let's just go ahead and do it. I was thinking that about 35 years ago, I had a coworker who already had an important job in the organization, but she was also asked to initiate a computer lending process for the poor kids in our district. Now, that project had been initiated in maybe two or three other cities across the nation, but she was not sent to a conference to learn about it. She had to learn about it on her own. And then she did very, very well. It was something she'd never done before, but she was not afraid, and she went and did it. So I'm saying, don't let fear stop your growth. Now, does knowledge become wisdom? I have to say, in my case, I know of many times when I've had the knowledge but didn't act on it. A good example is, for most people, health problems. You know what foods to eat. You need to exercise. You know you need to sleep so many hours. But do we do it? I'm afraid we have knowledge, but not the wisdom very often to act on it. In my case, it's my diabetes. I mean, I've had it for over 30 years, but of course it can't be solved because it's not curable, but I could certainly do much better with it. It's like, knowledge is not wisdom. Does not necessarily become wisdom. But we will be dealing with knowledge and wisdom all our lives because they are not destinations, but paths. We don't get to a place where we have all knowledge or all wisdom. We're always going to be on that path. Now, there are levels to our knowledge. Sometimes we don't even know that we don't know. Okay? And sometimes we're luckier. We know that we don't know. And in a few cases, we know that we do know. So I'm going to share some things that I do know. Many of you finished a book by Lloyd Lee Wilson, and he talks about gospel order. This is what he says. Gospel order is the order established by God that exists in every part of creation. It is the right relationship of every part of creation, however small, to every other part and to the Creator. Gospel order is the harmony and order which God established at the moment of creation, and which enables the individual aspects of creation to achieve that quality of being which God intended from the start, about which God could say, it was very good. I'm going to read this again, but I'm going to paraphrase it by leaving out three words. The last sentence. Gospel order is the harmony and order which God established at the moment of creation, and which enables the individual to achieve that quality of being which God intended from the start, about which God could say, it was very good. So individuals can achieve that quality of being which God intended from the beginning to be very good. So, you know, when God created this world and everything we know is from God and of God. Arthur Roberts, a famous Quaker author, said, creation is good. Creation is good. Evil springs from the will, not the body. So is living and knowing that this world is of God and for God, enough for us? For many people, God is nature and nature is God. So I don't want to leave it there. And Colossians 1:15 to 19. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and by him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the goodness of God was pleased to dwell, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of the cross. So I'm saying that creation points to God, but points to Jesus. You know, we can get into this long discussion about the Trinity or everything, but I'm not. I'm just going to say that for me, the creation is not complete without Jesus. It is Jesus who was at the beginning. So we are not in just any world. We are in God's world. What we know from God and of God, because God is wisdom. When we act and open our eyes and ears to God, we are becoming part of the process of the gospel order. We are becoming part of what God intended from the very beginning, so that he can say of us, it was very good. Plato said, the highest form of knowledge is empathy, or loving others, truly loving others. For it requires us to suspend our egos and live in another's world. So since I paraphrase Lloyd Lee Wilson, I'm going to paraphrase Plato too. The highest form of wisdom is empathy, for it requires us to suspend our egos and live in God's world.